This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Ukraine has imposed martial law for 30 days in parts of the country, anticipating what President Petro Poroshenko called an extremely serious threat of land invasion by Russia. He said martial law in areas close to the Russian border is necessary to bolster defenses after Moscow Sunday fired on and seized three Ukrainian vessels and 24 sailors in the Sea of Azov off the coast of Russian-annexed Crimea. The West condemned Russia's action, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo calling it a dangerous escalation and a violation of international law. President Donald Trump spoke with reporters about it as he left the White House for a campaign rally.
We do not like what's happening either way. We don't like what's happening, and hopefully it'll get straightened out. I know Europe is not thrilled. They're working on it, too. We're all working on it together.
Russia's foreign ministry blamed Kyiv for the crisis, calling it a planned provocation aimed at ramping up sanctions against Moscow. At the UN Security Council, Dmitry Polyansky, Russia's first deputy permanent representative, said the three Ukrainian ships illegally crossed Russia's border and did not respond to calls to move normally through the Kerch Strait. The incident comes just days before the G20 summit, expected to be attended by Presidents Trump and Vladimir Putin of Russia. The U.S. announced Monday that it will extend through Tuesday the time its embassy in the Democratic Republic of Congo's capital, Kinshasa, is closed because of a possible terrorist threat. It first announced the potential threat on Saturday. The embassy was closed Monday and advised Americans in the city to keep a low profile. It declined to comment on the exact nature of the threat. A DRC government spokesman said Washington was sparking needless fear. It comes as campaigning is underway for a presidential election in DRC scheduled December 23rd. This is VOA News. The British Parliament is scheduled to vote December 11 on Prime Minister Theresa May's plan for Britain's future relations with the European Union once it leaves March 29th. Ms. May defended the plan during a parliamentary debate Monday.
And I can say to the House with absolute certainty that there is not a better deal available. And my fellow leaders were very clear on that themselves yesterday. Our duty as a parliament over these coming weeks is to examine this deal in detail, to debate it respectfully, to listen to our constituents and decide what is in our national interest.
The plan has serious opposition among Ms. May's ruling Conservative Party as well as the opposition. The other 27 EU members approved the deal on Sunday. The Organization for a Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says it will investigate an alleged gas attack in the northern Syrian city Aleppo that hospitalized dozens Saturday. The Syrian government blames rebels. Past investigations concluded Damascus used chlorine and sarin gas several times. In eastern Syria, 4 days of fighting between U.S.-backed rebels and Islamic State militants left scores dead on both sides. Mexico deported dozens of Central American migrants arrested after hundreds Sunday forced their way past a police blockade toward the U.S. border. They are met by volleys of tear gas, a move defended Monday by President Trump.
They had to use because they were being rushed by some very tough people, and they used tear gas. And here's the bottom line. Nobody's coming into our country unless they come in legally.
The migrants are part of a vast caravan numbering the thousands that made its way north from Honduras mid-October. A U.S. spacecraft successfully touched down Monday on the Martian surface.
Touchdown confirmed.
The mood at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California was celebratory as they received signals confirming touchdown. The robotic lander InSight is to study the deep interior of the planet. Tom Hoffman, NASA project manager, said those final moments after years of preparation were excruciating.
It was an incredibly emotional experience to think about working for 7 years, as many of the people here in the room have done, to get to the point where you have 7 more minutes to survive.
Those 7 minutes of the landing procedure, the InSight will spend 2 Earth years collecting data in an attempt to unlock mysteries about how the planet was formed. Zimbabwean opposition leader Nelson Chamisa told a commission of inquiry that he denied allegations that his supporters incited post-election violence that left 6 dead. He said his movement for democratic change has been a victim of state-sponsored violence. After suffering serious losses last week, Wall Street rallied Monday amid signs of a robust holiday shopping season. The benchmark Dow Jones soaring more than 350 points to 24,640. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.